This is David Gustin of Norton Eggs with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clavish. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you this afternoon?
I am great. The sun is shining, and it is spring in Wisconsin.
Yep. Well, get right down to it. The past year has been, momentous for a whole bunch of reasons. You had start of job growth, which shut off in the middle of the year, and now it's starting up again.
I'm excited. What's not to be excited about when you watch your private sector create 19,700 new private sector jobs in the first 2 months of the year, and you see projections from economists all over the place saying Wisconsin is starting to recover from this recession? This is good news for all of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is rising.
Well, then again, last part of last year, the same Federal Reserve Bank, the Philadelphia Fed, said that Wisconsin was the worst place to have a business for the last part of this past year.
I couldn't disagree more. What we have done in this administration is take a deep examination of the business climate. And we've done that with the advice and input of small business owners all across the state. You know, the governor said from the very beginning that I was going to be the jobs ambassador, travel the state, have these small business roundtables, talk to our small business owners, find out what's working, what's not, and how we can get government out of their way. We have made great strides towards making sure that we're correcting the things that aren't working, enhancing the things that are working, and reviewing great ways to get out of their way. You know, Moody's rated our budget credit positive. That is a signal to job creators everywhere that we're headed in the right direction, that we're putting certainty and stability back on the Wisconsin commerce map. Investors take a look at something like that, and they stand up and they listen. You know, you compare that to Illinois, where Moody's has them now scraping the bottom of the bucket. I mean, they're worse than California, which is tough to do. And you have Governor Pat Quinn actually saying he is encouraged that only one of the big three downgraded him that badly. That is like saying you are encouraged your kid is failing all of his classes but only got kicked out of one.
Well, back to the Philadelphia Fed, their predictions for the next 6 months has been for, roughly 4% growth in Wisconsin's economy?
Growth is good. And under the previous administration, we didn't see growth. We saw our private sector contract. In fact, over the last 3 years of the previous administration, we lost 150,000 jobs. We think forward progress is exactly that, forward progress. And for those folks who were expecting us to reach 250,000 new jobs in a year and a couple of months, that's not exactly what we said. We said that we had hoped to reach 250,000 new jobs in our private sector in 4 years. That's still what we hope for. Just because a goal is ambitious doesn't mean you stop striving for it. We knew those numbers would be backloaded. We're starting to feel the hope, and we're starting to feel a genuine recovery. 94% of our job creators in the state say they believe Wisconsin is headed in the right direction. But a majority of job creators also are concerned by this recall situation. We have to acknowledge the fact that our opponents are kind of throwing a wet blanket over investor security.
Well, speaking of recalls, you are one of the six officials that are up for recall this year. Can you tell me how that's going?
I think that this recall is something that people are frustrated with, because we have seen a nonstop electoral churn in the last year and a half. We were elected in 2010 by the vast majority of Wisconsinites who expected that they just elected us to a 4-year term. And then we saw the Supreme Court race. Then we saw a summer of recalls last year. We're facing another summer of recalls. People are irritated with the nonstop political ads, and they're frustrated that we don't have two sides working together on the most important thing, the biggest challenge facing Wisconsin. Jobs. We just saw in the last couple of weeks the biggest jobs bill that Wisconsin has seen in decades go down because of politics. That type of stuff irritates people. And you know what? It should.
Well, the first round of elections is set for May 8th, and if there was a primary, that primary would be on June 5th.
The primary will be on May 8th, and then the general recall election, yes, would be on June 5th.
If there is no primary in your race, but there is in Governor Walker's, they anticipate the Republican Party putting up a protest candidate on the Democrat side to force both your election and Scott Walker's election on the same date?
I don't think that's something we're going to have to worry about, because already three candidates have declared. Actually, I think it might be four. There's a gentleman from Marinette County. There's one from Milwaukee County. A third one I heard about, and then also a gentleman from Dane County who got quite a bit of attention, who have declared their intentions to run in the lieutenant governor primary on the Dem side. So I don't think that that's going to be a possibility.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.